You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior, Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around. God bless you.
And the Bible says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. And to go, you know, sometimes when you look in the Bible, ships can be a picture of ministry. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you see yourself dreaming and you may see yourself in a vehicle and the Lord just may be speaking to you about your ministry. And the Bible says, and he constrained them to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side. And while he sent the multitude away, oh glory to God, and the Bible says in verse 23, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Somebody say, prayer elevates you. Prayer takes you higher. Oh glory to God. You know, he sent the disciples away, and let me just finish reading this. And the Bible says, and when the evening was come, and he was alone there, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. You know, there are some times when God give us assignment and he send us to do things, praise the Lord, and sometimes we as men and women of God, we forget to pray or we don't pray. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Here's, they have an assignment to go to the other side. Amen, to go to the other side. They didn't stop and pray. Amen. They jumped on the ship and went to the other side. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says that Jesus went up into a mountain to do what? Amen. He went up into a mountain. As a matter of fact, the Bible says apart. You know, you're going to find out that when you have a prayer life, it's going to set you apart from regular saints. Come on. It's going to set you apart from the people of God that are sinking instead of walking on things, dominating things here. You know, because the seed represent what in the Bible?
Word.
It represent nation, tongues, and people. Sometimes you can look in the Bible and you can see when God's talking about a seed, and he's talking about nation, tongues, and people. And so here's Christ. He's walking on the water. Come on. He's walking on, because let me just make it this way. It represents society. Sometimes we're not dominating society. Come on. How many know that to walk on water is easier than having to swim in water? You don't have any resistance. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so to walk would be better than to swim. Especially when you're talking about, I believe this sea was probably, you know, 13 miles long. It was a giant lake, but they called it a sea. And so here he is. They're stuck in the middle of the sea, and they're struggling, rowing, trying to get to the other side. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They're stuck and they're rowing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get stuck. Why? Because we don't take the time to pray. And a lot of times, we as Christians, we can get a little lazy. Come on. And we can get a little distracted. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, no, the folks allowed to do that. All right. Anyway. Yeah. But anyways, we can get distracted. Amen. And God wants us to be praying people. So we look in the Bible and we see that they're struggling, but yet Jesus is walking. And that's because I believe that he took the time to pray. He took the time to go up a mountain. Tell somebody, you have that ability to elevate yourself, to go up higher. Prayer takes you higher. Prayer takes you up. It takes you higher. It causes you to dominate, to walk on things that other folks are struggling in. Amen? Amen. So, and this is why the enemy fights us so hard in this area. He don't want us to pray. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says the ship was being tossed around. How many times that we're tossed around? You know, Satan can get in a lot of stuff when it comes down to creation. Yeah. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so now the ship is being tossed around. Sometimes the enemy is tossing us around. Amen, somebody. Why? Because we didn't take the time to pray. And the Bible says, in the fourth watch of the night. And I love the number four, because the number four is a number that represents created works. And you got to watch that number in the Bible, because when you see the number four, it means that God's about to do something. He's about to do a creative work. He's about to do something crazy. Woo, glory to God. Here he comes walking on the water. Hallelujah. Somebody say creative work. A miracle. They see a miracle. They see a sign and a wonder. Oh, glory to God. They see somebody walking on what they're struggling in. How many want to walk on things that other folks are struggling in? Amen. Amen, somebody. We can walk, as praying Christians, we can walk on things that other Christians would be struggling in. Amen. Because we have a prayer life. Oh, glory to God. Because we're willing to set time apart with God. What was the song?
Just to be close to you.
Amen. Because Christians don't like to pray. Christians don't like to come to prayer meetings. Amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. All right. I might as well put it on out there. Amen. They don't like to come to the prayer meeting. Sometimes we wonder why we're struggling, and then the person that's sitting beside us, amen, is having good success. Is it because the person is sitting beside you have a faithful prayer meeting? You know, I come to find out that there are some Sunday mornings when I am running late, but I'm on my way to prayer, and all of a sudden it's like my spirit is so used to praying at a certain time that boom, next thing you know, I just find myself praying. Amen. Why? Because I'm used to meeting with the Lord at that time. Hallelujah. And so I might not be in the geographical location, but I can still be in that spiritual location. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Y'all getting this?
Yeah.
Amen. And so, and I want to go to Acts chapter 3, but I'm just going to go ahead and just put a little spin on this tail end. The Bible says that they saw the Lord, and they said, it's the Spirit, and the Lord, and they began to cry out for fear. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we're afraid of spiritual things. Amen, somebody. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And then Peter got brave, and Peter said, man, I want to walk on the water too. Bid me to come. I want to walk on the things that we were struggling in. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And Jesus said, come. You know, and the Bible says that he began to walk on the water also. He began to look around a little bit, got a little distracted, but Jesus pulled him up. Amen. And so, and they got in the boat, and that was that. Now, go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. I'm just going to take a little walk through the Bible, talking about, just showing you things about prayer. Amen. I just love the way the Lord hides things in the Bible. Amen. He'll hide things in this Bible. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Somebody say, now.
Now.
Oh, glory to God. You know, prayer will get you some stuff now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, prayer takes you up. Tell, prayer takes you higher. Come on. Oh, glory to God. My wife know I get a little feisty if we don't pray in the morning times. Oh, glory to God. I'm like, hey, you know, we got to do this thing. Hallelujah. We learn to pray even when we're not getting along. We still come together. You know, it's a trick of the devil when spouses aren't getting along, and then they'd be like, do you want to pray? Let's pray. No, I don't want to pray. Yes, you do want to pray. We want to pray. We got to pray, you know, right? And so why? Because it's a trick of the devil. Because the devil, you know, that's what he wants to stop. Because he know that one of you can chase 1,000, and two of you can chase what? 10,000. He know that you're dangerous. Come on. When you make up your mind to pray, oh, glory to God, it's like you're like a power couple. Come on. You get things done in the spirit realm, especially when you come together and you pray in the spirit. You ask God to open doors of utterance. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Concerning the day, concerning your job, everything that you're going to go through, ask God, and then ask God to give you utterance and pray in the spirit. Amen. There are sometimes I write things down. Hallelujah. So that I can stay focused. I write it down and put it in my hands. Come on. And just go to praying and the word. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so there are, so God wants us to pray. Here we are. We see Peter and John, the Bible says, they went up into the temple at the hour of prayer, because we don't want to just go up as leaders. Because they were leaders. We don't want to just go up and you don't go up. We want you to come up with us. And sometimes, I won't even say what I wanted to say, but anyways, the Bible says, at the hour of prayer. At the hour of prayer. Oh, glory to God. You know, I always think that, you know, we ought to try to at least get 1 hour in per day worth of prayer. I'm not saying you got to do it all at one time. But how many know that didn't Jesus challenge the disciples and say, couldn't you pray with me at least 1 hour? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we don't always get a chance to pray like that. And there's sometimes that, you know, because you can, and I put it this way, you can get a lot done praying in the spirit than you can even with your understanding. And sometimes you got to pray on the go. Amen, somebody. But sometimes we need to turn things off. Hallelujah. Turn off we get in the car. Amen. And you know that you haven't prayed through. Sometimes you got to pray through. Yeah. Amen. We got to pray that we get a check in our spirit. I remember one day when me and Joshua, I was dropping him off. He was in middle school. And so I was coming down Morrell Road, and I had this check in my spirit that something wasn't right, that something was about to happen. And so I said, come on. I said, Josh, pray with me. And so Josh began to pray, and I was praying and stuff like this. And so after a while, I noticed that he had stopped. And I said, son, pray till you pray through. Pray till you get a witness in your spirit. You get that check in your spirit, you know. And sure enough, after we got that check in our spirit, I said, okay, I got that check. I said, we can stop now. I got that check. And then next thing you know, probably 100 yards down the road, there's this policeman standing in the middle of the road with a radar gun. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The enemy was trying to set me up for a ticket that day. And sometimes we get set up. Why? Because we don't take the time to pray. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And to pray through. And so the Bible says the ninth hour, being the ninth hour. Somebody say finality. Closure. Nine is the number of closure. Amen. You want to bring closure to things. Sometimes we're not bringing closure to things because we're not praying. Amen. How many want to shut the door to some things?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't like keep going through stuff, going around in circles. Amen, somebody. So there, you have the ability to shut the door to the enemy with your prayer life. You can bring some closure to things. Amen. The number nine represents finality and closure. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. Now here we see a lame man. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that he was carried. They were carrying this big joker daily. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes we have to carry people. Amen. Because they don't have a prayer life. The Bible says he was lame from his mother's womb. He was lame from the womb. He was lame. Points out the mother. I mean, you know, women in the Bible can be symbolic or figurative of the church. He was lame from the womb. Let me, y'all getting this? He was lame from the womb. He was lame. Okay. All right. He was lame from the day that he was born. Okay. Some people are lame from the day that they're born again. Woo. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. They're born again, and after that, they to them, that's it. They ain't trying to grow. They ain't trying to stand up and walk on their own. Amen. They got to be carried. Amen. And they will wear you. Some folks will wear you out. You got grown folks. They grown in their body, but they're spiritual babies, and they've been that way for years, and they will wear you out. You know, you ain't got to call me about praying about everything. I mean, I know God wants you to pray. God wants us to pray. Amen. Good Lord. There's some folks that's like, man. And that's great when folks are texting me and saying pray. But it comes a time, amen, when we got to put on our big boy shorts and stuff. And because there's some things that I can carry you so far. He was carried to the gate, oh, glory to God, but he never entered in. Gates are places of what? Transition. Yeah. God wants you to transition. He wants you to learn how to transition through some doors. Yeah. Come on. So you want the pastor can't open every door for you? is this all right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, bye. Some doors you gotta get up and walk through. Amen, somebody. And it's going to take you to have a prayer life to be able to do that, to accomplish that. Woo, glory to God. Bible says that he was laid at the gate daily. Really, look at this. Is it a picture of sometimes Christians that come to a door, come to a place of transition and never transition into? Oh, glory to God. Just keep coming to that place. Anybody's been like, boy, I just feel like I'm at, like God's about to do something. God's about to do something. You're at that door, but you never go through that door. That was this man. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you would think we catch the revelation. I can only be carried so far. I got to do something now. I got to step up to the plate. Look at this. Daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. All right. Okay. I ain't even going into that. Woo, glory to God. All right. To ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Hallelujah. You know, you go get that far, you know, and you just there to beg. Oh, glory to God. I won't go all into that. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Now, look at this now. Peter fastened. Peter fasten. What does it mean to fasten? It means to,
To lock on to.
It means to tie. Come on. In other words, guess what? I see you stuck. And so guess what? I'm going to tie you to me. That's it. I'm going to tie you to me so that as I go up, you can go up also. So in other words, he fastened. It's amazing that they use this word fasten. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because this is what we have to do sometimes as Christians. We got to tie folks to us. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He fastened his eyes upon him. You know, even who was that? I think Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. Fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Oh, glory to God. See, when you have a prayer life, because we have a prayer life, guess what we can do? We can lift people up. People that are stuck. People that are paralyzed. People that can't get up on their own. And so here he is. How many know the hand represents power? Come on. Oh, glory to God. When you got a prayer life, you have the power to reach down and to lift and to bring somebody up. So to lift them up, what do I have to do? Let me do a little demonstration. To lift them up, I have to... what did I just do?
Use effort.
I pulled on him.
Amen.
A good leader, I feel the weight of glory sitting down on my head. A good leader will pull on you.
Yeah.
A good leader will pull on you to fast. Yeah. Even if I don't fast, if I tell you to fast, you fast.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, glory. I ain't gonna be fasting with you. That's the problem sometimes. We want other folks to do, and you know, because I've been to where I've called a fast, and I said I told the person I'm a fast with you. Okay, all right. I put it this way. Sometimes you can be trying to fast with somebody to help them out, and they ain't even fasting. You're doing all the fasting for them.
Amen.
Okay, all right, y'all. We gonna believe one day the Christians can get a little lazy.
Amen.
And so he pulled him up. He lifted him up, which is the pull, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. See? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm lifting up, and then as you're coming up, you get stronger.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. That's what a good leader does.
Yes,
a good leader pull on you.
Yes.
Good leader won't let you stay in your comfort zone.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. You might be crying and fighting all the way, but it's like, come on up. Come on up.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God. Now let's see what happened. And he leaping up. So in other words, he didn't come up because sometimes we think that people gotta come up slow. Okay, let me put it this way: grow up slow. You ain't gotta grow up slow. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, you really can grow up fast if you hang around the right type of leaders. Come on, a leader that'll pull on you. Oh, glory to God. You know, you folks have been in the body of Christ 50 years and still on milk. Come on. And you can have someone that's been in the body of Christ for 5 years and more mature spiritually than the person who's been going to church for 50 years. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So gray hair don't make you mature in the Lord. Yeah, there we go. All right, I'm trying to think of a word here.
I have a comment.
You have a comment?
Yes. There is a difference, we know, between pushing and pulling. As you just demonstrated with Minister Allen, you say that a good leader will pull on you to get you into where you need to be, to make you do what you got to do, whatever it takes. Because when you are pulling on somebody, it doesn't just require your strength, but it also requires their strength. That's why it says immediately he receives strength in his ankle bones. Because now, go back over there and pull on him again. He has to now stand on his own 2 feet. If not, he gonna fall back down. Now, if I was behind him, and you know, you get some people, you have the, they're in a wheelchair, and they're saying, push, come on, push, push. And they weigh three times as much as you weigh, and they telling you to push. Well, it ain't costing them none of their strength. But it's every ounce of strength
you
got.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. You know, reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around. God bless you.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Address is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.